From the Candy O album, and Just What I Needed here at 90.9 FM, WONY Oneonta. Johnny G in with you on this Wednesday afternoon. Hope you're having a great day today. Plenty of sunshine here up on the hill. Would you believe I knew exactly what I did on this day 50 years ago? I know that I got into my 68 Volkswagen Fastback, 4 on the floor, with my 8-track stereo, 6 speakers. And looking back, I'm sure the stereo was worth a lot more than the car. But I drove myself to a store called TSS, Times Square Store. It was the next town over in West Babylon, because I had to pick up the new 8-track of a group that just came out, brand new, and the group was called Boston. And it was just one of those albums where every song was great. So happy 50 years to Boston, and just keep on rocking.
We'll be right back.
That's Foreigner here at 94.9 FM. Cold as ice. Well, I just read recently that the group The Hollies have broken up. And my first thought was, I did not know they were still together. And would you believe they started back in 1962? Alan Clark, Graham Nash. Yeah, still together, but they finally broke up. Chrissy Hynde and the Pretenders here at 90.9 FM, back on the Chain Gang. Well, you probably heard by now or know by now that yesterday we lost an American icon, Dolly Parton, passing away at the age of 80. And it's just one of those people that, you know, you think they're going to be around forever. So I think her death was a shock to many people. But, man, she had some career, you know, music, movies, the money that she donated, the programs that she started. Back in, I think it was 2024, the Tom Petty Estate put together a tribute album of country music. And I believe there was about 20 different artists on there. And Dolly Parton wanted to be involved with that. And she talks about her involvement and the song that she picked out.
Well, I have loved Tom Petty forever. And I love the song Southern Accents. And it mostly was a song I think he did on his shows in concert. And everybody would go crazy, especially if he was in the South, me being one of them. But I always loved that song because I'm a Southern girl from a Southern town. But when they asked me if I would be involved in something on the album, and I said, can I sing Southern Accents? And so they said, absolutely, because you'd be the perfect one to do it. So I was glad to get that one. Everybody seems to like that song if you've got an accent, especially a Southern one.
There's a Southern.
Living, but every
Repeat myself, which is annoying. I told her the other day, I love this Thai restaurant. She goes, you've told me that three times. I said, you're the only person I hang out with anymore. You want to spend all your time with me, there's going to be reruns. I can't bring it every night. That's what a relationship is. It's like a TV show where the writing gets progressively worse. Season one, you're like, this is good. Season three comes around, we should kill off a character.
She made a call to a sympathetic brother, made a
Breeze 90.9 FM, another nail in my heart. And I saw somebody posted on social media the other day. They were at the Squeeze concert. So those guys are still touring. And if you're old enough to remember, when you went to a concert, when you could afford it back then, cameras were not allowed inside. Now it's like, you know, you got a phone, you got a camera. So people take pictures and they post it. What are you going to do? I want to go back on this day in 1965. The number one song was from Sonny and Cher. I don't know if you had a chance to ever read Cher's book, Part One. Hopefully Part Two comes out before something happens to her. But she talks about the song I Got You, Babe, and how it came about. And she was on Jimmy Fallon a couple of years ago talking about I Got You, Babe.
Do you do karaoke, by the way?
No, I'm embarrassed.
Oh, you're kidding me.
Yeah.
You're embarrassed? Really? But have you seen with ABBA? I mean, you're fantastic.
No, I know, but I get embarrassed to sing in front of strange people.
What are you talking about? A live concert, there's got to be someone you don't know.
I mean, no.
What are you talking about?
It's not the same. It's not the same. It's like when Sonny was trying to teach me I Got You, Babe, in the middle of the night, woke me up,
yeah,
and said, Cher, come here, because we only had furniture for one room. Cher, come here. I've got the song. And so he said, okay, I want you to sing so-and-so and so-and-so. And I went, no, I don't. He said, Cher, it's me. Damn it, just do it.
Yeah.
And then I did it, and I said, I don't think it's a good song. I'm going to bed.
Oh, really? You just don't do that.
No.
I got flowers in the spring. I got you to wear my ring.
Such a purity. Pretty young lady. Ooh.
That is Michael Jackson, PYT, here at 90.9 FM. Johnny G with you. You're listening to Jukebox Journey. So glad you could join me today. Well, you know, technically it is still the summer, but college is now back in session. Labor Day is right around the corner, and then all the local schools start up again. But this past summer, if I had things to do around the house, I turned the TV on and watched a lot of, or listened to actually, a lot of YouTube videos. And I came across a video for The Cure. I posted this video on my Facebook page, Jukebox Journey. If you get a chance, check it out. I really like the song, but the video really epitomizes what music can do. And I just read that actually that particular video was a promotion for the young man that came on the train carrying one of those, I don't know if you remember back in the day, they had like the big boom boxes. But if you get a chance, watch the video, and I hope you enjoy the song.
Yeah.
Wind and Fire, Fantasy, 94.9 FM. Johnny G in with you. Hey, how would you like to have attended this three-day festival? At this festival was Joan Baez, Joni Mitchell, Jimi Hendrix, Donovan, Jethro Tull, Miles Davis, Mungo Jerry, Emerson, Lake and Palmer, The Doors, The Who, Spirit, The Moody Blues, Chicago, Procol Harum, and Sly and the Family Stone. They all appeared over 3 days, and it was the third Isle of Wight Festival. Tickets were about £3, and back then that was about $7 in American money. Unbelievable. What do you think that would cost today?
About the way that things are going,
you will never ever seem to be
it all. Don't you ever worry when you see what's going down.
Well, I'm tired of my business, that is no business at all.
When it's time to function as a feeling human being, with your bachelor of arts, help you get by.
Stop.
make it happen.
We can make it happen. We can make it happen.
That is Chicago wrapping up another edition of Jukebox Journey. So glad to be back on the air. It's so much fun. Thank you for listening. We'll do it all over again next Wednesday at noon. Until then, happy trails.
Bombadida, 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 bombadida,
bombadida, bombadida,
bombadida, bombadida,
bombadida, bombadida, bombadida,
bombadida, bombadida,
bombadida,
bombadida,
bombadida, about the clouds when we're together. Just sing a song and think about sunny weather. Happy trails to you till we meet again.
You were drowning in your feelings, but you couldn't share, you were reeling, and I couldn't find you anywhere, so I panicked and met you there, ran out so many times.
90.9 FM WONY Oneyata with Devin from Youth Forever.
Bro, I just got an email from SUNY Oneyana IT saying that my account got deleted unless I click this link. Should I?
No, report it. That's phishing.
But it looks real. It's some support at sunyoneyana-ithelp.biz.
Bruh, okay. Real IT emails come from at oneyata.edu. That's like getting a text from Jeff Bezos asking for your bank info.
So if I clicked it...
Oh, your password gone, your data stolen, and your dignity non-existent.
What do I do?
Okay, hold on. Here are some steps